status of that. Hopefully we could get that done prior to lunch. Doug, are there any opening remarks that we can start in on Herring with a sort of a short natural break?
There potentially could be in the form that the first, I don't know how much time you're looking for me to use up, but 5 minutes. I guess it would depend on one of the things that I was thinking about was having an overview of the lawsuit and discussion of the letter that John Bullard sent to the committee concerning the lawsuit, sort of to help frame some of the discussions that we'll have a little bit later.
I think our question has been resolved right at the moment, and what we'll do is we're going to hear from Congressman Keating, and then we will break for lunch and come back and start fresh with Herring, if that's okay. Congressman, the floor is all yours.
I just wanted to take the opportunity as a marketer for the Plymouth community. Thank you for coming here. And I want to also congratulate all the people that were sworn in today, and particularly in our region, John Quinn, who's sitting there thinking about what he's going to have for lunch. And I do want to just, as a footnote, more than a footnote, actually, just say that let's all work hard together to make sure that we're incorporating science with the industry itself. Two things will benefit. I think we'll have, in my own opinion, some harder feeling for the science we get. Number two, we'll be building a partnership approach to a better degree as well. So I want to work with the industry. I want to work with you to make sure, as I mentioned in a letter I gave recently to Mr. Rausch, I want to make sure that ultimately as quick as we can get to an end-to-end review of how we come to assessments. I think that's important, and it'll build that trust along with maybe some better accuracy. And with that, we could be here all afternoon and we won't have lunch, but I do want to welcome you and say that I will be continuing to do everything I can to work with you to the benefit of the industry and to a very important area that I currently represent and perhaps another area that I will soon represent, where this is such an important part of our own economy. And I know that Mr. Bullard knows that more than most. Thank you very much, and enjoy lunch, and I hope to just get a chance to say hi to you individually as you break for lunch. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We will take an hour break for lunch. Let's please be back at 1 o'clock, and the chair will be prompt today. We'll be prompt today. We'll be